in Britain and Europe, certainly, the message is very, very one-sided. I mean, almost exclusively we're hearing from so-called rebel sources within East Aleppo. And I had the opportunity to go independently and, of course, at my own expense, to go and see myself people telling consistent stories of the brutality that they've experienced at the hands of the rebels. The West Aleppo, which has been bombarded almost daily from rockets and shells from the terrorist positions. Very fortunate to go and visit areas of East Aleppo liberated within the last few days, and also to visit a couple of reception centres for refugees who have just arrived. They're coming with horrific stories of what they've been through, and stories that actually contradict the main narrative that we're hearing here. Many stories of murder by the terrorists, rape, imprisonment, execution of people who show any sort of support to the government.